Crazy stuff. A 21-year-old lady or woman, girl, whatever you want to call her, has talked about her life living in a retirement village. She's been sharing TikToks, explaining what it's like in there and why she did it in the first place. Now, she signed up for an apartment in a retirement village because, facing many people across Bundaberg, same sitch, rental housing was tough, like a lack of. So she was in the same situation as a lot of people in Bundaberg, just having to just go from place to place. So many people applying for it. It must be soul crushing. Whereas she could get into the retirement village much, much easier. But since moving in there, she's actually not minded. There's been plenty of perks, including things like the oldies leave a leftover food on her door for Meals on Wheels. Just leaves that there. Thank you very much.
Oh, yes.
I reckon, I don't think I'd hate it.
No, and I'm thinking about this because a lot of retirement homes, they have group activities too. They organise, like bingo.
Yeah,
imagine
mad fun.
There and
I used to love going to bingo with my grandma, and then she'd do a, like indoor lawn bowls and stuff like that.
Yeah, my grandma did that and we'd go.
I used to get around it. And when I was a little kid, where I guess people are getting more cynical now, probably wouldn't allow it, but when I was little, I would honestly just like head off halfway down our street. They weren't even family friends. There was just an old couple there.
Yeah.
Because I was a real chatterbox. So little 5-year-old Matt, I just take myself 6 houses down my street, just walk up into the old, they love me there because they were just like, hey, what
and
are you
did,
doing?
Do they bake and give you good treats as well?
They themselves had like grandkids. So they had like a Skeletrix or Scaletrix.
Yeah. The train sets.
No, the cars.
Oh, the cars.
The racing cars.
Yeah.
So I would go there. I'd just talk with them. They'd have games for me to play. I'd play the games with them. They weren't family friends. They just like for a good old chat. I mean, imagine all the amazing old people inside a retirement home. You'd have the sweet old lady, you'd have the cranky sod,
the gossiper,
you'd have the one that's starting to forget things a little bit. It'd be pretty amazing.